Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 13, the Adaptive Unconscious, part 3. So now that you understand that the adaptive unconscious has this ongoing job to match inner and outer pictures, and not only just about the nature of reality, but also the nature of truth, the nature of yourself, and these kind of things, you can kind of understand how the affirmation process really works. You begin to start creating a new picture that is in conflict with your current stored picture. This is one way motivation is created. When people set goals, when people look to the future and say, hey, I want to get a bachelor's degree in this subject, and they can really see that they can do that, that that's something they want to do, they begin to engage in actions that will help bring that picture into being a reality. Some of these goals and changes are short-term goals and changes. Some are long-term. And it all depends on how you hold to the vision. If you give up on the vision, then you give up on the change. So there are a couple ways of seeing this. And one way of seeing it is that when there's a difference of pictures, there's stress, there's conflict. Some people don't like conflict. Some people don't like really setting goals. They don't want to see their world change that much. So they don't make much in the way of change. They get very comfortable with how the things are today. This is sometimes why people don't accept new ways of thinking. When in a work, you have to undergo some kind of change. Sometimes you don't like it. In my experience, when two companies merge, if the change isn't managed very well, then people who are from the company getting, that's in a sense going away and being brought into the new company, they'll hold on to the old picture of the old company. That's why it's important to go in first and help kind of put the old company to rest. You help people understand that it's time to let go. You honor the old company, and you do things to help inspire employees to let go of the old through some kind of formal process and get excited about the new. You also change the imagery, you change the logo, you change the name, and you help get rid of anything that reminds people of the old company, but helps inspire them into the new. This is what leadership is all about. You inspire positive change. This is one of the main jobs of leaders, is to motivate people, helping them see the value of the change and properly doing what's necessary to help them let go of the old. So yes, for a lot of people, the change becomes stress if it's something they don't want to do, when they resist. However, when people are inspired with a creative vision, when they're inspired to see that the change is beneficial in some way, now the stress goes away. It's not really about stress anymore. The conflict is there, but the feeling people interpret it as, they now see it as creative energy, motivation to change, energy to make changes. It's the same energy, whether you call it stress or creative energy. We call it stress when we don't like it, when we're resisting the change. We call it creative energy when we like the change and we're motivated to accomplish it. So something like quitting smoking can be very stressful if you don't resolve the picture first. This is why I was motivated to change, so I held on to the new picture of being a non-smoker long enough for the old picture to eject and the new picture to take hold. That's how you get motivation created to make changes. As long as I held on to the old picture of being a smoker, if I tried to quit, if I was a smoker not smoking, the adaptive unconscious tries to resolve the conflicting pictures by creating the craving for cigarettes. I worked daily to create a new inner picture, one that ended up being so strong that the outer reality had to change. So what kind of person are you? What ways do you picture yourself that hold you back from what you want to be? This is rarely an easy way to change, and not everything will submit to your efforts. But if you have the discipline and are willing to do the work and do it every day, you can make the change. And that's very easy after a while. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.